home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Life happens, and having a primary care provider you trust can make all the difference. IU Health Primary Care in Frankfort welcomes two new family medicine physicians, Dr. Yang Yang Wong
or Dr. Paola Castellanos,
now accepting new patients. Whether you need an annual checkup, preventive care, help managing a chronic condition, or care when you're sick, our team is here for you and your family when you need it. Schedule your appointment today. Call 765-448-7500. IU Health Primary Care. Expert care. Close to home.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for moving, camping gear, or hauling mowers and motorcycles, a car hauler, or race trailer. Homesteader trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires, located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. IU Health, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com and your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, First Bank Midwest, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Whether you're listening on WILO, Boone's Best 102.7, watching on Hoosierland TV, or joining us online, we invite you to be part of the show. Call us at 765-659-3338. This is Party Line.
Thank you for joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Thanks, by the way, for covering last week, Mel. Appreciate
sure.
it.
No problem.
And there are a lot of things happening in our community, so we want to let you know of some of the things happening, and then we'll talk about some other things going on in our neighborhood. First of all, our friends at the Paul Philippi Resource Center will be heading to lunch. What is today? Today's the third. Tomorrow. And I had to think what date today actually was. And so they are going to China Buffet tomorrow. All you have to do is let them know if you will be meeting them there or if you will be riding the bus. So if you would like to go to lunch tomorrow, just let them know how you're going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our friends at the Thorntown Public Library coming up tomorrow is another senior luncheon. And Sugar Creek Gourd Patch, 2 o'clock until 4. That is for the adults. And so if you would like to check out the Sugar Creek Gourd Patch from 2 o'clock until 4, that is happening tomorrow as well. Also coming up, Healthy Communities of Clinton County is hosting financial wellness, financial literacy classes for the entire family. Supper is served at 6 p.m. It's a super supper served at 6 p.m. that adults and teens will go to separate classes. Child care, by the way, will be provided for young children. Gift cards for each session that you attend are also included. The program includes budgeting, retirement planning, college savings, and purchase planning as well. This is every Wednesday then from September 2nd through October 7th. So this is going to be every week through that. It's a month and like a week or so. Yeah. 6 p.m. at Trinity Hope Center.
There's also a Zumba class tonight at, well, not tonight, I guess, 4 to 4:30, if you're that flexible and you can do
Have
Zumba.
Have you ever done the Zumba? It's fun.
Probably 20 years ago, yes, when
it's
it first
really
came out.
It's really fun,
but
yes.
No.
Zumba, to me, does not feel like a workout. That's one of those, and I haven't done the drumming thing with the sticks, but I think that is another one that would not feel like a workout, and yet you're working out.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed Zumba. It didn't feel like I was...
Yeah, I did it about 20 years ago. Now, today, it might feel like a definite workout, but that's also going on at the Trinity Hope Center, so... From 4 to 4:30.
The Clinton County Baby Shower is coming up September 3rd. However, I think you have to be registered before that. So if you are interested in the community baby shower, you need to get registered right away if you have not done that already.
Give them a call.
And yes, give them a call or give us a call here at the station after the show, and we will help you get registered for that. Also, some monthly meetings coming up. This time, it's the monthly joint park board meeting, and that's the Town Council of Burlington. That is coming up September 2nd, and that's at 7 o'clock at the Burlington Park. Also, don't forget that there are still things happening at Indiana Beach, and coming up on Saturday, wrestling live in the ballroom. You can enjoy that at Indiana Beach this weekend. Also, coming up on a week from today is Labor Day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe we're there.
Okay, so
a week,
here today.
That's right. So, okay, a week from today is Labor Day. So it's free admission, and this is at Sapphire Bay. It's a community free day sponsored by First Bank Midwest or the Farmers Bank. The flyer still has the Farmers Bank on it, but I think that was because it was probably printed before. Right. So we want to give them a big shout out. It's because it's the Charitable Foundation. So it is the Farmers Bank Charitable Foundation. That it still is. So it would still be the Farmers Bank on that. So Sapphire Bay Free Community Day coming up a week from today for Labor Day, 12 o'clock until 6. So if you haven't been out there yet to check out Sapphire Bay, or you would like to go and take the family, they're giving you a day to do that coming up on September 6th. Also coming up, the Clinton County Extension Homemakers is having a fall bazaar. They're inviting you to come join them with a booth. They're looking for vendors. It's available first come, first serve basis. Inside and outside booths are available. If you'd like more information, there's a phone number on here and an email. So again, contact us after the show. And this will take place at the Clinton County Fairgrounds, October 10th from 9 o'clock until 5. And so we will have more information on that. But if they are currently looking for vendors. Also just got notification that just after, I'm not supposed to share that one yet. Okay. Am I supposed to share that yet, Krista? Okay. Nope, not yet. We will share that one coming up in the very near future. So those are the things that we have happening this week. And then
there's so much going on.
There's
next
so
week.
Much
it's
going
so
on.
Crazy.
But
I mean, I'm just looking through here, and it's like, holy crap!
I just want to tell you that I've already put together my first holiday commercial, and that's how I know it's coming.
Yeah.
If you are wanting to get something catered, some of our catering families are, you know, saying that you need to get your reservations.
Oh yeah.
In early, if you have not done so already.
Well, and I'll be honest, there's a particular restaurant in Michigan town that if your family wants to go there for the holidays, you best be registering now and getting that booked, because it may already be booked up.
It may all be already booked, but they're also doing Christmas with Santa this year, and that we're referring to the Angry Donkey this time.
Yeah.
They are doing Christmas with Santa, and we'll have more details on that as well. All right, I'm going to ask you the question, how frugal were your parents, and how frugal are you? On social media, a woman shared, when I was younger, my mother used to buy generic versions of things and put the contents into name brand packages. She would refill a ketchup bottle with generic ketchup so the guests would see the name brand on the label. Here's the thing. I don't care if it's name brand or not. I feel weirder about it being transferred to another bottle.
I have visited the place where that stuff, the majority of it, gets bottled. And it's all the same. All they do is change the label, folks.
I guess. I don't mind.
Yeah.
There's only a couple of things
I know of at least,
that I can tell a difference on.
I know of at least three brands that we sell here in our stores.
Sure.
That are bottled at the exact same place, and they don't change the recipe.
Right.
It's just bottled differently.
Yes. Yeah, there are very few things I would not go generic on, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But frugality, now, I feel like my mom was pretty frugal. However, I have a friend who is married to a gentleman, and this is a guy, dude, so here you go, who would, while they were watching TV in the evening, would take apart the tissues that you blow your nose in, if they were double to, you know, the double ply, and he would separate those. And
no,
not toilet paper, nose tissue, you know, that you blow your nose. Yeah,
no, my
he would separate.
I don't have to worry about that at my house.
So that's pretty frugal.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
is what that
I mean,
is. But
you know, some people.
I mean, sorry, you're going to blow through that singles, and then you've got another.
Well,
issue,
I guess if you're one of those people that already folds a full one anyway, maybe that you fold that one and. I don't.
You hope for the best.
You hope for the best. Yes.
I mean,
as we head into that.
Basically.
Oh my gosh! Did you have to take any allergy medicine? I've had to take my first allergy pill this morning. I woke up and my eyes itched so badly. So we have arrived at that season.
I mean, I know a lot of people are, you know, there are so many different opinions out there on the COVID vaccine thing. You know, and I get it. I really do, because of the way we went into it and everything. But I'll be honest with you, folks. Ever since I've done that, do not have to worry about my asthma hardly at all. I have not had the colds, the allergies. I've not had any of that. None of it. So,
yeah, good for you.
Yep. I am not kicking it a bit.
If you're wondering already, if you're thinking about the holidays and you don't know what to get grandma, with people living longer, plastic surgery among those 65 and older continues to grow. Each year, the 65-plus crowd in the U.S. has over 90,000 surgical procedures and over 600,000 minimally invasive procedures. Minimally invasive procedures include Botox, dermabrasion, laser hair removal, laser tattoo removal, and things like that. So I guess there's a new. That's a pretty pricey gift. I don't know what some of those things cost, but in my mind, when you're having plastic surgery or things done, it costs a little bit. But hey, grandma's worth it, right? She's the matriarch of the family. If you were going to have something done.
Nope. But that's beside the point.
If you were, what would it be?
I don't think anything. I mean, I can't. I just, no.
Yeah, I'm
no
not,
point.
I'm not. I'm
sorry.
Not wanted. Yeah.
This is what God gave me. I'm going to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Why alter it?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go under the knife any more than I have to. So
nah.
I'm not into that kind of thing.
Yeah, anyway. The only thing I've ever had done is my tonsils yanked out, and that's just because I had to. So otherwise.
Now, this is a scary reminder, and I don't mean Halloween scary. A woman in Australia was at a store where she shared her phone number with the cashier because it was also her membership number. Later, she got a creepy text from a stranger that read, "Did you think that you are immune?" She texted back, "Wrong number." Her friends were too curious and called the stranger, who admitted that he memorized her details and used them as a warning to be more careful when giving out your number in public.
Jeez.
Now, that is scary.
Dude.
And I've wondered about that. Some places, you know, ask you, well, what's your phone number? And you just blurt it out to get your discount usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's normally because we've put it in there for a discount of some kind. And as we approach the holiday, yes. And as we approach the holidays, that's just another reminder to,
mm-hmm.
if you're out doing some shopping or out where they're asked, maybe write it down or just not read it aloud or whatever.
If they give you a discount card, keep it with you. It's that simple.
Speaking of scary things, are you afraid of the dark? Not going to lie, I'm one of those people that has to sleep with the light on in my house.
Nope.
Well,
no,
I do.
Well, only to make it to the bathroom, and you know, there's a nightlight in there just to be able to find the way.
Oh,
but
no.
But otherwise, no. My bedroom is black.
Oh no, nope,
I
nope.
can't sleep with light.
No, I have to have a little nightlight. It's out in the hallway, but it just kind of keeps the room where I can just kind of see a little. But pitch black, I'm out.
No.
Bedroom, I'm not alone though.
Bedroom is the only room that's pitch black. Every other room has a nightlight in it, so that you can see the floor to be able to walk around.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm
besides
a nightlight,
that,
yeah.
I'm not picking my husband up off the floor when he gets up in the middle of the night. So, yeah.
We don't have Legos, but I did hear my husband go, "Oh, stepped on a dog bone."
yeah. Mine doesn't wake up enough to be able to navigate without a light. So,
about 30% of Americans are with about a quarter sleeping a... That does not... About 30% of Americans are with about a quarter sleeping with a nightlight on to feel safer. Men, by the way, were more likely than women to fear the dark. I am a little surprised by that. Love horror movies and even have nightmares after watching them. Research spoke with 2,000 people and found that 11% are so uncomfortable in the dark, they still use a teddy bear for comfort. There's no room for a teddy bear when two dogs and a cat are in the bed along with my husband. But I feel like there's plenty of warning that way when they're
pillows.
There.
I just like my pillows. I have lots of pillows.
Like, how many do you use behind your head at night?
Well, mine are feather pillows, so they're mm-hmm. easy to squish and put in whatever,
yes.
But there's two.
Okay.
But I'm not I don't sleep on my back. I never have. I have always been a side sleeper, so...
I'm mostly a side sleeper, left side, but sometimes I do sleep on my back.
Yeah, no, I'm a left side sleeper because the left side is the one you want to sleep on for your heart.
Oh, really?
To have to not work as hard.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that's the side I sleep on then.
But I've always been a left side sleeper. And yeah, but my pillows are, I have had a feather pillow ever since I was little. That's what my mom had. We all had feather pillows, mm-hmm. so that's what I have. And
feather pillows are harder to find now.
They are very hard to find. They are very expensive, so when I get one, I like the latch. I have all the hypoallergenic covers on them so I can make them last longer.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have had a friend who worked at a furniture store,
mm-hmm.
and she maintains that one of the best gifts that you can get for a newly married couple is a quality set of pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more expensive. I mean, you can go and get a $5 pillow. That's not the issue. But she said, go buy them quality pillows. And they are a little pricey.
Yeah.
To get the quality pillows.
The thing with that, though, is I don't like to buy people that kind of stuff. I will give them a gift card to go buy their own.
That could be for that. Yeah, she could do that.
Because...
You don't know what kind they want.
Yeah, you don't know whether they want hard, they want soft, you know... what kind of grade of a pillow they mm-hmm. want. They have those orthopedic pillows, you know, that you can try. I don't particularly care for those. Larry does, but I don't. So he doesn't have a feather pillow. He has different pillows.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you're going through a drive-thru, a new report from In Touch Insights and QSR analyzed 13 of the top chains to see who gets through the drive-thru the quickest. Taco Bell was number one, taking just 4 minutes and 17 seconds from the time you order to the time you're on your way, which seems faster than most people take to decide what they actually want. The slowest, this surprised me a little bit, was Chick-fil-A, making people wait well over 7 minutes.
Mm.
The Chick-fil-A line is always long, though.
Yeah.
And well, they have it's the dual.
Long, and the side, other side of that is, you know, it takes longer to fry chicken than it does to even to fry a hamburger. It takes longer to do chicken.
Oh, I just ran across this. You know, we were talking about scamming earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We've all gotten spam texts that ask for money. But is anybody falling for it? According to the Department of Homeland Security, yes, they are. The Wall Street Journal reports that Chinese scammers have collected $1 billion just over the last 3 years.
Are there particular age groups that are more likely?
They do it by operating SIM farms, where criminal groups get together and send out thousands of texts to Americans. They're usually about unpaid tolls or government fines.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting in here one day when Scott Shoemaker, our police chief, got one of those
it was
himself.
While we were on the air,
that's
which was
right.
hysterical. So.
That's exactly
I mean,
right.
That was perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah.
I mean, we just can't say it enough, can we?
Yeah.
Yeah, those people really.
Mm-hmm.
There's a special place for those folks. Special yep. place. And it's not warm. I mean, it's not cold. It's warm. It's very warm there.
Very hot. Hot and humid.
Like it's going to be here this week, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
What is the forecast for the rest of the week?
We're going to stay into the highest is Wednesday, 93 is going to be. But it's going to be very hot, very humid, not a lot of air movement. Yeah, we've got 90 or well, they're saying 88 today, but I've heard both. I've heard anywhere from 88 to 91 today. Tomorrow, 91, 93 Wednesday, Thursday, 91. Slight chance of a pop up Thursday night. Same thing on Friday and Saturday. I mean, when you get that kind of heat mm-hmm. and that kind of humidity. We had a couple of them go through yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and it's like didn't hit my house, but it hit my daughter's house, and it sprinkles, you know, nothing major, but
it rained yeah, where just I some, was yesterday, just some but little, just for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, little pop-up stuff, so.
Yeah, and it just went right through, and it was over.
Yeah, but hopefully this will be the end of the 90s. I mean.
But don't you, we say we it's hope it is, but man, last week was just beautiful, wasn't
yeah.
it? It was
yeah.
so nice.
Yeah,
worked outside.
It was in the 80s. The humidity was low.
It was so lovely.
I would take that the rest of fall.
I yeah. would too. I thought last
I
week
I think our
was
farmers
great.
Would take it too. Dry it down in the
and
field.
And did you notice that some of the beans are starting to turn and
yeah.
the corn's starting to.
Yeah. The other day though, was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday, my daughter hung loads of lines. She has a double set of clotheslines. Of course, she's got a big family, so she's got a lot of clothes. Hung them full on Saturday morning
mm-hmm.
and Saturday afternoon. I'm talking afternoon when it was still hot and everything out. They were still sopping wet. The humidity was so high
sure.
that they did not dry.
Now, see, that's one thing I can't do. I don't like clothes dried on a line.
Oh, I love it.
I see people either love it or hate it, right? There's those people, oh, I love that. You know what it is? It's jeans. I can't stand how crunchy they are.
Yeah, but what you do, what I do with that stuff, you know, anything like that, t-shirts and everything are fine. But jeans especially or shorts, you know, anything that's going to get stiff,
mm-hmm.
you throw it in the dryer for just a few minutes. To activate that softener, especially if you use liquid.
I don't use softener.
But if you use dryer sheets, just put it in for about 10 minutes with your dryer sheet. Same deal. It activates it. It coats it. And then you go hang them on the line. They're fine.
Yeah.
Doesn't take long at all.
I like the way they smell when they've been on the
line.
Oh,
yeah. I especially love my sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Especially sheets on the
wow, crunchy sheets.
Mine aren't. Crunchy. Maybe it's what you're buying. I don't know.
No,
if they're that crunchy, it's time to get rid of them, dear.
They're not that crunchy.
Quick reminder.
That's funny, though.
Quick reminder for folks, road closure, county highway will have County Road 0 east-west closed between 300 North and 450 North all day. Please avoid the area. And then also East Clinton Street here in Frankfort from Young to William Streets. Young Street to William Street will be closed today. So stay out of the area and let them get their work done. Yeehaw.
And they will. It's that time of the year. I always notice
it is.
Now.
They're trying to get, you know.
What'd Blake have to say about all that?
They're trying to get everything. Well, a lot of the big projects are starting to wind up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting a lot of the aesthetics, you know, and even the, like the wildflowers and the trees and getting a lot of that done, getting a lot of the grass re-sown in some of the bigger projects. There are some projects out there that are still going to be going on. Some of those are the county projects that are being overseen by NDOT because they're in conjunction with some of the highway projects that have happened. Chip and seal should be pretty well done.
You know what I need to do?
So
I need to divide up my irises.
Hmm.
It's that time of the year.
You know what else we need to do?
Yep, I do. Don't even say it.
Oh, I know. I got pictures.
That's part of what I did while I was gone. I put up applesauce. I put up apple butter. I finished the zucchini things I needed to do. And now we've got tomatoes.
I was sitting there thinking we got 90-degree weather coming all this week. They're already turning. There's tomatoes. There's green beans. There's peppers. I know galore. Your husband will be happy. And they are full of blooms.
Oh, goodness.
To keep going.
All
so
right. I need to get the stuff to do peppers.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to the community garden and spend some time.
There, yes, we are. All right. In the meantime, we appreciate you joining us for Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Shan will be in tomorrow for another edition. We hope you'll join him then. In the meantime, have a great and safe day, everybody.